runs all the major religious extremist organizations. It runs all the major militaries, the intelligence bureaus, through compartmentalization. What is the master plan? What is the end game? Colonel Craig Roberts, our guest. Colonel.
Well, you know, Alex, I brought this up, I think it was last year sometime. I found out about it about 5 years ago. When I wrote my book, Killzone, about the Kennedy assassination, I chased, you know, who would benefit, who would profit, who had the capability of pulling it off, and then covered it up no matter who was in the White House for until, you know, 2029, because that's when they said they would release whatever records they had. And I kept chasing, you know, who would benefit, who, you know, met all that criteria up above the White House. Was there an entity above the White House that could actually control the entire country, no matter who was in office? Was there an entity that could control the monarchies of Europe? Did that entity exist? Did, you know, control things and events in Asia? Well, yes, I found that entity. That entity, I thought I'd found him anyway, and it was up, you know, I found out about the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Society for International Affairs, the Roundtable Group, how they were linked to the Rothschild money that goes back to 1773. And I thought, well, boy, there it is right there. And I let my my wife's cousin read the book, who had over 30 years in the CIA, and he said, you know, he said, you hit everything on this book right here. It's got everything in it. This is the way it happened. You left out a few things, though. And I said, like what? He says, well, on the Kennedy thing, you know, yeah, he was going to shut down the Federal Reserve, but he was also going to do something else. And I said, what's that? He said, he was pulling this out of Southeast Asia, which included Laos and Cambodia and the Golden Triangle, which means that we were not going to have black funding for the CIA that goes back all the way to OSS Team 101 during World War II when they seized Indochina away from the Japanese. And after they kicked the French out, which we helped them do, helped the Viet Minh do, then we ended up with a heroin trade. He said, we're talking billions of dollars of black funding that no one can account for. He says, and Kennedy was going to pull us out of that. So, you know, then Alan Dulles, you know, put the stop to that. Well, anyway, I thought, okay, fine, but where are you going with this? He said, well, he said, you have to understand. He said, I've read all of this stuff that these people have written about, the Committee of 300 and all this sort of thing, and he said, the Council of 30, or the Committee of 33. He says, but there's one at the very top, and it's called the Council of 13. And the Council of 13 controls the banks. They control all leaders of all countries. They control the communication systems. They control shipping. They control education. Medicine, media, the whole bit. And he said you have to understand that that's what, and he said the members change all the time. He said at one time, he said he was pretty sure that Henry Kissinger sat on that council and named a few others that I didn't know. But that's where it starts. And these people have one goal in mind, and that is a one-world government, a one-world currency, and they're in charge. It's just that simple. And it doesn't have to do with money. It has to do with power. It has to do with elitist saying, we're the boss, you're the workers, you do what we say, and we'll feed you and house you and take care of you.
And by the way, off the record, you've told me the name of this guy, and I looked him up. He was big, high-powered oil, high-level CIA that's in your family, we're not going to say who, that told you this.
Yeah, in fact, he was over here the day before yesterday, as a matter of fact, and he's 86 now. And he was down in working in Chile, Peru, Uruguay, was part of the Cuban operations and all of that.
Is he happy about what's happening? I mean,
oh, absolutely not. He's a super patriot, always has been, and all his friends were. He said that he was good friends with Colby, and Colby was a patriot when Colby was head of the CIA. He named a lot of people. He said, these guys, you know, they really tried to fight for this country.
And they killed Colby, didn't they?
Well, somebody did. Yeah, that was set up to look as a stupid suicide, and it was so obviously a homicide, it was ridiculous. Or an accident. I guess it was a canoe accident or whatever it was supposed to be.
Yeah, kayak.
Yeah, well, he said you know, he went to the funeral, and he said that, somebody took him out. He was going to expose something. He wasn't sure what. Okay, anyway,
stay there. Let's come back. Long segment coming up. Let's get into world government being only the beginning. What's the end game of world government? What are they going to do once they have it? And I want all the police and all the military and all the government people to listen. Everything we've talked about has come true so far. We're going directly to their own documents and statements. You need to understand. And as for the Committee of 13, that roundtable, I'll tell you about that.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, it's MZ, wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not, don't trust it, but then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose, don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Colonel Craig Roberts is our guest, and you can visit his website at riflewarrior.com. He's had a whole bunch of best-selling books, but he's basically out of the publishing business these days. And he said that when these books are sold out, that may be it. So be sure and check out all the great books at riflewarrior.com. We still sell a few of them at InfoWars.com as well in the online video bookstore shopping cart. Great material. But before we go any further, you were bringing up Committee of 13. And they call those steering groups. You've got the Bilderberg Group, 125 members. You've got the Trilateral Commission with a couple hundred. You've got the CFR, a lower-level group of 4,000. But if you look at who's the head of the Club of Rome, or the head of the UN, or the head of the European Union, or the head of the Council on Foreign Relations, it's less than 20 people. It's less than 20 people that chair all those groups. And then routinely, we will see multiple members of those groups meeting for what they call steering committees. And every once in a while, you'll even see a blurb like, oh, the Library of Congress was locked down for 2 days while the steering committee of the Bilderberg Group was meeting in secret. So they just kind of throw it out there to acclimate people. And we were getting into, they want world government. Now, Colonel, why do you think they've now gone from denying they're building world government to Von Rumpy, the head of the European Union, Ban Ki-moon, the head of the UN, the Secretary General, Al Gore, hundreds of these leaders in the last 6 months have announced, world government's here, we're killing the dollar, we're going to tax everything you do, we're going to federalize your local neighborhood, we're going to take over your farms and ranches, we're going to brainwash your kids, we're going to fund the world government with carbon taxes. They are just flaunting it in our face.
Well, that's because they have the power now. They think they've got the power to where no one can stop them. They've gone over the hump. They've come out into the open from the shadows, and now what they're trying to do is rally support globally from anybody they can. And they sugarcoat everything, and they say it's for your own good. This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to protect the ocean. We're trying to protect the air. We're trying to protect the climates. We're trying to protect the children. We're trying to protect your health. We're trying to make sure everybody has health insurance. We got, and they just go on and on. Everybody's going, yeah, that's a good idea. I'll sit back and you can take care of me. Which kills, absolutely destroys the original American spirit of, you just give me a chance and I'll take care of myself. And I'll take care of my family. That was the pioneer spirit that built this nation above all the others. And now that's being taken, the rug's being jerked out from under us. It's being bought. We're being bought and sold at the same time. We're turned into chattel. We're slaves. When they started the income tax, it was a step toward national slavery. And when we get a global tax, it'll be international slavery, because if you don't pay your tax, you go to jail. If you don't pay your tax, they seize your house, they seize your assets, your bank account, and so on down the line. So you got to pay the tax. So that means you've got to go to work. Well, here's the job we're going to give you, because this is what we say you can do, and here's how much we're going to pay you, and we're going to make sure that you spend so much time working that you don't have any time to plot against us, organize against us, or do anything to pose a threat. And that's how you do that. You keep everybody so busy and so brain dead with the education system and the idiotic media we have now that doesn't report anything, that you have a problem. And I want to make one point. I want everybody just listen to this one little thing right here. Have you noticed, and a lot of you have, I know I have you noticed that when you put on CBS News in the evening, And they have a news story, and you switch to NBC, they have the same news story at the same time. And you go to ABC, they have the same news story at the same time. They have the commercial breaks at the same time. When they come back, it's a different news story, but they all do the same news story. Somebody orchestrates all three branches of the media as far as, what we're allowed to see and hear, what stories are stories and what stories aren't stories. We have stuff that comes up like this, these hackers that got into the computer systems and found out that the global warming thing was this giant hoax, and not one major media out there, government-controlled media, reported or even breathed the word of it. You've got people out there who've been trying to say, hey, just show us Obama's birth certificate. Just show it to us. Well, years ago, the media would have jumped all over that, like a crow on a piece of corn. And now they won't even touch it. They won't even mention it. In fact, if you even mention it, then you're a birther. You're a weirdo. You wear tinfoil hats. And so what they've done is they've taken and decided what you're going to see and what you're going to hear. And it goes back to the original 1773 Rothschild plan that I've got a whole chapter on in my book, Killzone, that says control all outlets of public information. That's one of the main tenets you have to do. And then you can use the media for mind control, because you tell everybody what's good and what's bad, and they believe it. And, of course, obviously everybody doesn't believe it, but I mean, the point is that...
What is the end game, though? They openly want world government. From your research, what are they planning to do once they have the world government?
Well, once they get world government, it's going to be very temporary. There's no way they're going to be able to keep it. And the reason they're not going to be able to keep it is they're going to be breaking too many natural laws of nature. The human race typically goes back to tribalism, small communities, small groups, small countries, and each one of them pretty much sticks to themselves. They may trade back and forth. They may invade each other once in a while, but pretty much their home is their home. The Spartans never got along with the Athenians until the Persians invaded. And that was a very small country in Greece, They're not going to be able to blend everybody. They're trying real hard, but the more they do it, it's trying to mix oil and water, and it just isn't going to happen. As soon as you stop stirring the pot, the oil separates from the water. It's that way with people, too. They're not going to be able to maintain it. The problem is there's going to be a certain amount of time where they will try real hard, and they're going to use everything at their disposal to clamp down and to tyrannically control the planet. And they're going to do it with the environment. They're going to do it with a monetary system. They're going to do it with food, the food supplies, the farms, the ranches, you know, all of that. They're going to do it with transportation. You know, if they control all the ships and all the trucks and all the airplanes, then they control who eats, who is resupplied, who receives fuel, and so on. You know, Saddam Hussein controlled Iraq for a long time by simply shutting off the electricity to a village or shutting off the water. And if you don't have electricity or you don't have water, then you got a problem out in the desert. So that's how you control the country. You shut down the infrastructure by controlling the infrastructure.
And that's what Maurice Strong publicly said at the UN in 92. That's what the UN documents say. That's what the new internal UN documents that just got released say. They, for environmental reasons, want world government to carry out or orderly population reduction. Now, you brought that up to me during the break. Give us your take, your research on what they're planning once they have their world government in place with population reduction.
Well, even before they get world government in place, they'll start population reduction. You know, you can look at the Bible. You can look at the Book of Revelation. The rider of the pale horse is pestilence and disease. You know, H1N1 flu, for one thing, is not that big of a deal. But the media is making it a huge deal, and it's not anywhere near as bad as some of the other things we've got going on in the disease area. But what are they doing? They're using the media to scare everybody to go in and get vaccinated. And if go back to my youth, we were all forced when I was in the fourth grade to march over to the auditorium and get the salt polio vaccine. I didn't even know what we were going over there for. The next thing I knew, they were sticking me with needles. Every kid my age got the salt polio vaccine. And it wasn't until later that they found out that all of that salt polio vaccine had been contaminated with a green monkey virus. So, you know, the problem with that is you can make links, if you do a lot of research and talk to the right doctors, you can make links between the salt polio vaccine that we received and the cancer outbreaks from age 40 on of my generation.
No, that's confirmed. In fact, we have the internal Food and Drug Administration reports where they talk about over 100 million Americans, that was by the 70s, had gotten these very rare but very deadly cancers from the SV40 Simian virus 40, which is a deadly cancer virus.
Yeah, and I ended up with colon cancer and almost died from that, or did die from that back in 97.
That's right, you came back, though.
All of my friends have had one form of cancer or another that are my age. And we didn't have that, you know, in 1880. We didn't have it in 1920. We had it after the 50s, after everybody was vaccinated. So now we're looking at the H1N1 vaccine, and who's to say what's really in it? I mean, go back to the Gulf War. All those guys took shots for nerve gas. I don't even know how you can come up with a shot for nerve gas. The only thing you've got for nerve gas is an atropine injection after you get the nerve gas. Then they took shots for, you know, other strange diseases. They come home with a Gulf War syndrome, and everybody goes, gee, we don't know what happened. Well, they were fine when they went over. The people that live there don't have a problem. But the only difference that happened was these guys had to take shots. And they took shots for nerve gas or whatever it was they had. I don't know how many shots they had over there.
It was squalene and anthrax is what the Army admits did a lot of it.
Well, whatever it was, the human body has a great immune system if you give it a chance. But we pump ourselves full of so much garbage that the immune system doesn't know what to do.
And then when you read John P. Holdren's book, Eco-Science, White House Science Czar, he says we're going to put stuff in your water supply and vaccines to sterilize and kill your butt better than a hammer. I mean, these guys can write government policy books bragging what they're doing.
Well, go back to fluoride. You know, we had DDT. We didn't have a problem with mosquitoes and all these other critters, but then we go to fluoride. They start putting fluoride in the water. It's supposed to be good for your teeth, but look at all the stuff that fluoride does. It's just, and they still do it, and dentists still give us fluoride treatments. There's so much going on that eventually reduces the population, but the big thing is if they get into, here's the point I was going to make, is let's say this global government takes over and there is rebellions that occur at different countries. The United States has a bunch of people that stand up against them, and so does Canada and the UK and Germany and whatever. They don't care because they don't mind killing as many of us as they have to, because that also is population reduction.
And his Henry Kissinger State Department Memorandum 200 states that. They said, we'll use famine, we'll use war, will use population reduction to carry this out. And the public better grow up and face this. Calls are coming up at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, I got some other key questions for Colonel Craig Roberts.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. His website's riflewarrior.com. That's riflewarrior.com. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are prisonplanet.tv and infowars.com.
In constant sorrow.
It's hard having my job and knowing that we've bought over 100 government policy books and documents directly, you know, from government organizations and university publishers, where they said 40 years ago, we're going to get all the American people on psychotropic drugs, we're going to break up the family, we're going to train the kids to tattle on everybody, we're going to use phony environmentalism to take everybody's resources, we're going to raise the taxes till everybody goes bankrupt and is dependent on government. And then now see it all happening and to know these are horrible, wicked, murderous criminals, and we're making some headway, but not fast enough, and I just want to bring these criminals to justice. Craig Roberts, I mean, how do you deal with this?
Long time ago, when I was doing lectures across the country, I'd say, look, you know, I love the government. I just hate the criminals that are inside of it and use the power to corrupt everything that, you know, in violation of the Constitution and the laws. I mean, they're rogue. They run rampant. They do whatever they want to do. But yet, if you break the law, they come down with all of the king's horses and all of the king's men. We have got to educate ourselves and everybody we know that the U.S. government is the bottom government, not the top. They're not the leaders. Those representatives we send to Washington are not our political leaders. They're our representatives. We're the leaders. We're the bosses. The federal government is the very bottom government. It's supposed to be a homeowners association in the District of Columbia where the states meet to resolve issues and to look out for the common good. That's all it's supposed to be for. The 10th Amendment specifically says if it's not in this Constitution, you can't do it, guys, you politicians. You have to go by what's in the Constitution. They violate it every single day. When I had to go testify before Congress in 1995, I spent some time visiting with some of the senators and congressmen up there, and I said, do you ever do a litmus test on the laws you pass? He said, what do you mean? I said, do you compare it to what the 10th Amendment says? Is that law legal for you to even come up with on a national level, or is it in violation of the Constitution? The 10th Amendment says if it's not covered in one of the aspects of the Constitution, that law is null and void upon inception. And you guys are up here passing stuff in violation of the Constitution, which makes you criminals. It makes you traitors. You're guilty of treason. You know, and they just look at you like, well, what are you talking about? We're the bosses.
Craig, I want to go back here. Tell people briefly the General Barry McCaffrey story, telling the young graduates in the military, the officers, that we're going to have to use foreign troops in America.
This was at the CASQ class in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, and my nephew, a young captain just back from Somalia, was going there, and it's the class you take before you go to Command and General Staff College. And he was, when his class went through, the graduation speaker was General Barry McCaffrey. When it was over, Brian called me. And he said, you know, I taught the boy well ever since he was an Eagle Scout. He knew all about the CFR and all that sort of stuff. And he said, they had introduced this general, Barry McCaffrey, as a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. So I started taking copious notes. He says, and let me tell you what he said. He said that with the build down of the military, this was during the Clinton administration. He says, with the build down, I hate that word, of the military, and the shape the military is in right now, if we get deployed on two or more fronts overseas, that's the key. This is 1994, 95, right in there. Two or more fronts overseas, then if we have a declared national emergency at home, we will be forced to rely upon foreign assets to patrol our streets. Foreign assets. That means UN troops.
And that mirrors what Henry Kissinger said.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is the plan. That's why we're still funneling all his money into the UN, is that we can pull in people from everywhere, from Manchuria to Russia to China to Mongolia, who knows, and divide the country up and give them each a part. You know, I heard earlier when the young man was talking about whether or not American troops would fire upon American citizens here on the home front, and my sources in the military at higher levels say that there's no way that's going to happen. Well, the word's out that, you know, these people tipping their hand in Washington right now has got the military pretty much jazzed up against them, and they know it. So what do? They send more troops to Afghanistan to get them out of the country. If they start using foreign troops, it's not going to be a problem. It's not going to be an issue. They'll fire on whoever they're told to. Now here's the thing. I talked to several years ago, I talked to Marina Porter, who previous to that was Marina Oswald.
Stay there. We're going to come back, finish this story, and then, because it's so important for people to hear, briefly tell your story about when you died and came back to life on the operating table. Then we're going to take some final phone calls here with Colonel Craig Roberts. Always amazing to have him on with us. RifleWarrior.com is his site. Our sites are PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones here to tell you about Cowbin Soap. My staff and I just love the old-fashioned, pure, handmade soap produced by the Cowbin Soap Company, a family-owned and operated American company that's over 62 years old. Go to 5starsoaps.com or click on their link at InfoWars.com. They have been a longtime sponsor of ours. Cowbin Soaps meet the highest standards of quality, purity, and value. Everyone should use their great line of products. I consistently hear from my listeners and friends how much they love the Cowbin Pure Soap products. Check out their whole line of bath, hair, laundry, and dish soap and more at 5starsoap.com. There is nothing like these factory direct, big money saving, triple concentrated soaps anywhere. Don't take my word for it. Get a free detailed catalog by calling toll free 1-800-340-7091 or check them out online at 5starsoap.com. Again, go to 5starsoap.com and just try their products. You're going to love them. You will never use anything else again.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Roberts is our guest. Jason Burmes is going to be sitting in tomorrow with Catherine Austin Fitz is on live and a bunch of other amazing guests on Climate Gate. I got a big interview I'm doing tomorrow in Dallas. We'll be hearing that later in the week, so I'm traveling to Dallas just for this interview. Going back to Colonel Craig Roberts. Okay, finishing up your Barry McCaffrey story. Go ahead.
Well, when my nephew called, he said that with McCaffrey being a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, he knew that he would probably be a globalist, and so he started taking these notes, and he told that story that should we need troops on our soil, and our guys are all committed overseas, we would call on foreign assets, which meant UN troops. Well, they wouldn't have a problem dealing with Americans that are armed and form a resistance. And when I talked to Marina Porter, who was originally Marina Oswald, Lee Harvey Oswald's widow, she said, you know, Mr. Roberts, she said, in Russia, she said, when they had to deal with the people, with the army, is they would take the troops from the north and they would send them to the south. And they would take the troops from the south and they would send them to the north. In other words, Ukrainians would go north and Russians would go to the Ukraine or Chechnya or something like that. He says, and then because of the culture difference and no one was related to anybody, they had no problems in shooting the people. So that's the same mentality. You take people from someplace else and you bring them here, it's going to be like sending us to Afghanistan or Iraq or Vietnam or Korea or whatever. We're shooting somebody else besides our own people. Well, meanwhile, they've got people here shooting our family. So that's the mentality of that type of an operation.
Well, let me expand on that, though, because I know you're a police officer and SWAT team guy and police helicopter pilot, so you're deep into that culture. We've had long car rides together, traveling to events where we've had discussions about this. And the average police officer is just a good guy. Their family's in it. They get out of the military. It's the job they take. But the commanders, the system, I mean, take our Austin police chief. He took a federal grant. They passed a law at the state level. They take blood without warrants now. They just announced no more warrants. I was at a lawyer's office signing some documents last night. The lawyer happened to be a former Travis County judge, and he brought it up and said, I just can't believe America's turned into this. They have militarized the police. They have taught the police taser somebody if they even argue with you for 2 seconds. The police were caught in Canada last year at the SPP, North American Union meeting, dressed up like anarchists, attacking other cops. People videotaped their boots and their staged arrests. The Royal Mounted Police admitted they staged it. Last year at the DNC in Denver, I was there. It was later confirmed. We had our suspicions but couldn't confirm it, but the police blew the whistle and said, yeah, they had other Denver police attack other police for the news cameras and didn't even tell the police that they were being attacked. Only the commander told them, stand down, let them throw bottles at you. That was declassified in Seattle in 99. And I sent my camera guys, Rob Dude, no criminal record, got arrested for filming police. They said no one in the city is allowed outside day or night. A million people in the city of Pittsburgh. G20's coming to town. And we videotaped, and this is coming out in the new film, with sound cannons, the police and military driving around shooting people coming out of stores. Old women with shopping bags would walk out during the day, nowhere near the convention center. Cops would come up with billy clubs and say, get back, you're not allowed on the street. And the old woman goes, I just was shopping. The police dog bites her. Then no one was resisting them. They're sound cannoning and attacking 9-year-old kids in their front yards playing. People on their front porches, you know, it's old-fashioned in Pittsburgh, driving by shooting them, announcing, like out of a science fiction movie, no right to redress, no right to assemble under this code. We played the video here many times, and they would fire it at them. Then, even though it was over Friday night, they went to the university to the kids out at the park and said, you're not allowed to assemble. Like the police didn't just want martial law. They brought them in from all over the country and the military. And then later the G20, they had private goons and police uniforms. Like you can pull up the video, guys. Snatching and grabbing. Just go to YouTube and type in snatch and grab secret arrest in Pittsburgh. And guys would just jump out of vehicles and grab people and drag them away, setting the precedent. And I don't have a hatred of police. I don't want to have a fight with them. I don't want to dislike their culture, but it's wrong. Women would be on bicycles at the university, and the police would say, off the streets, and they'd go, okay. They would chase them and billy club little women, like 90 pounds, and fundamentally, as a man, that makes me mad. Cops in Darth Vader outfits stomping and beating women, and then there'd be like 30 anarchists, as usual, paid. The cops would wait while they would, in front of the news, throw rocks, then the anarchists would move to the back, and then the police would attack the peaceful people. It was all rigged, Craig. I mean, so they don't even need foreign troops in many respects because so many police just, I mean, you've seen the footage probably from Miami where they said no protest allowed, and they were shooting women in the face with rubber bullets and laughing about it later at the debriefing. I mean, they think of us as lower than, you know, shooting squirrels or something. I mean, you understand the culture and where it's gone. I don't, again, there are a lot of good police in the system, but what about the system itself?
Well, I can't speak for what happens back east because that's a different breed of cat, but I know around here none of that would happen. I have lunch with a lot of our officers all the time in this area, and, you know, even though I'm retired, I'm not an outcast yet. And they basically say, if that ever comes here, You know, we're going home and putting on our fatigues. We're not going to be, you know, we're not going to be out, you know, doing, you know, all this globalist stuff like that. You know, we're going to the house. And I, you know, cause I, you know, I told him the story. I said, look, what happens someday, guys, when you get called to the station, everybody, the dispatcher comes on and tells all cars 1019 the station, and you get there and they take you into this assembly center and they've got all these tables lined up and they say, we want you to turn your guns in. And we want you to turn your handcuffs in. We're going to replace them with a new style something or other this afternoon. Meanwhile, go over to the cafeteria and get something to eat so we can do the paperwork, and you're going to draw new weapons when you come out. When you come out, there's no new weapons. Instead, you've been disarmed, and they hand you a nightstick or a can of mace and say, now go do your job with this, because we don't trust you as cops anymore because you're not on our side. So we're going to disarm you as well. And, of course, everybody says, well, that's not going to happen here. Well, it's happened all over the world, and it can't happen any place. As long as everybody blindly follows the idiots up there who are running the show. You know, our police chiefs around this country right now, a lot of them are being indoctrinated into this globalist mentality, into this very socialist anti-Second Amendment mentality. We got a chief in Tulsa that came in, and when he first arrived, they hired him off. He was the first chief of police of Tulsa, Oklahoma, that was ever hired outside the department. He came from the East Coast. And when he came on board, someone, the NRA sent him a complimentary free membership. And he walked into Internal Affairs, took that NRA membership and with his aide de camp, another idiot, and they they shredded it and laughed and said, ah, what does the NRA think about this? And he shredded it like that. And everybody in Internal Affairs looked at him with a strange look. And he said, what's wrong? And he said, the lieutenant there said, Chief, do you realize that 90% of the officers of the Tulsa Police Department are NRA members? And he just kind of just, well, I didn't know that, and he kind of walked off. But that shows you the mentality of chiefs all across the country. Our hope lies in our sheriffs, because our sheriffs don't get hired by mayors. They get elected, and if we can elect the right sheriff, the sheriff is the chief law enforcement officer of the county. And the sheriff is above the federal government operations in the county. He's above the mayor. He's above all the chiefs of police. And that's the guy you need to get in and support, is a good, patriotic American sheriff. And if we can do that and keep that going, like Sheriff Mack and some of the others up there, Sheriff Craig and some of the others, then and increase those numbers, that's where we're starting the grassroots.
Well, I mean, you brought up history. And what, for those that don't know, you obviously know this, but in these control grids, fascist or communist, all command and control, they first create special paramilitary units like SWAT teams, which you've been a member of. And I'm not saying there isn't some use for those in bigger departments. The point is, then they expand those units, but then disarm the main units. England and places do this. And only allow the secretive Praetorian internal police to have the high-powered weapons or the lethal weapons. And there is an agenda in this. I've noticed when the media likes to demonize local police for things they do wrong, but then the feds are always billed as the saviors who come in and federalize things and then make departments put in the chiefs they say, and then bring in the hate laws and turn the police into political officers that spy on everybody else. And that's now the conversion we're seeing. I mean, did that upset any of your cop buddies when they found out that the MIAC report and Homeland Security reports, I guess they'd also been seeing them, said that veterans were the main threat to America?
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody went ballistic around here. I mean, I don't think those morons that came out with that realized the blowback they would get from the local law enforcement communities across the nation, especially, you know, in this part of the country, the Midwest and the Southwest and some parts of the Northwest, where you know, these guys are there's so many veterans who are now police officers. There's so many Christians who are police officers, as NRA members who are police officers. There's, you know, every category they came up with, they're in law enforcement and they're in the military. And so when you start rubber stamping who the enemy of the government is, and you come up with something without thinking it through, and then it gets released where everybody sees it, you got a major problem. Because,
well, that's why we got it, was because police and even a federal marshal were upset by it. But what about how they're now, and this was confirmed, people didn't believe it 6 months ago, now it's been in, you know, Washington Post and everywhere else, all the VFWs, even that had 150-year-old plugged cannons, spiked cannons, they had to register them all and then turn a lot of it in. The government said, oh, you know that rifle you've got? we have a record of that you had from World War One. You can't have that hanging above your VFW now. You got to turn it into us. I mean, folks, this is serious.
Well, we didn't have that happen here. I mean, these guys still got the Springfields and the M1s they march with the flags and all of that. And they're fully operational. They haven't been plugged or anything. They got them years and years ago. But what we are seeing is with the BATFE, you know, it gets me. It used to be the ATF, then it was the BATF, now it's the BATFE. They just get more alphabet, all the time. They've got people there working as agents out there enforcing so-called gun control laws that don't know anything about firearms. And they couldn't tell you an automatic weapon from a semi-automatic weapon.
Well, let me say this. You've had run-ins with them, and you've clearly evidenced that the BATF was involved in Oklahoma City at certain levels. But you can comment on that if you want to elaborate, but I want to take a few final calls here. But I've had a couple run-ins at gun shows and a few other times with the BATF, BATFE, whatever it is today. And these guys came off like real mercenary criminal types. I mean, I've never gotten such a criminal bad vibe. And their mannerism, they were very psychopaths. Where do they recruit these guys?
Well, I don't know. What I run into and have over the years is they'll have agents who try to go in and enforce laws in areas where they have minimal training. And it's like, well, in their own mind, in their own attitude is, gee, you have too many guns, or you have too much ammunition. You almost have an arsenal. You don't need all these guns. Well, there's nothing anywhere that limits the amount of guns or ammunition you can own.
Exactly. Every month I see an article about some old vet's cleaning his gun in his garage. The neighbor sees it. The BATF comes. And then they arrest him and say he had 45 guns. It was an arsenal. Well, what? It's not illegal.
No, it's not illegal. There's a guy in California who's a member of the 50 Caliber Association who was arrested in the state of California because he had links left over from some 50 caliber ammo belts he bought. He linked the rounds so he could shoot them in his Barrett out on the range, and the links were in a bucket or a coffee can or something, and they came in and arrested him because he had large capacity ammunition feeding device for machine gun links. You know, and you didn't have a machine gun. I mean, what are you going to feed with those things anyway? I mean, that's ridiculous. It's that kind of mentality that pushes people over the edge and causes blowback. And, look at...
Well, what about people that'll have a AR-15 that's a legal AR-15? It misfires. They go and tattle on themselves. The police show up and they get charged like that veteran and go to prison.
Oh, I know. I know. This is a total lack of common sense and flexibility and street officers and federal agents that we're starting to see more and more of. We did not have this 20, 30 years ago. We had people with common sense. I don't know how many people that I caught, playing around with silencers and stuff, and they weren't really silencers. They'd take a lawnmower muffler or a pop bottle or something, and they put it on the end of a .22 to see what it sounded like. Well, yeah, that could be a federal offense, because once you put those two things together, you have a sound suppressor.
But everybody's done that at one time or another. They live on the farm.
Oh, yeah, everybody's done that, and you know, what's the big deal? But you can own it. You can go out right now, and you can buy a real sound suppressor with a threaded pistol barrel and the whole bit, and register it for $200 and have it and carry it and do whatever you want to with it. But you can't build your own. It's a tax thing, and that's where they get you, is the federal tax thing. But, you know, like you say, I know a guy that he called me up, and he said, I got a problem with an SKS I bought. I said, what's that? And he said, I squeezed the trigger, and it emptied six rounds all of a sudden. He said, it sounded like a machine gun. And I said, well, you better get a check. Well, he did. What happened was he left it out in the shed, and it rusted some of the internal parts in the receiver and the trigger mechanism. They cleaned it up. It was fine. But if somebody had heard that, let's say some deputies driving down the road heard that, they would have arrested him for having a machine gun, when it's not a machine gun, but it just happened to be defective. The same type of case you're talking about.
Well, also, there's this magical thing about a fully auto, when my experience is I don't want a full auto. I want single shot or burst, because that you can more effectively put your lead where you want it.
Well, my background, what that is, I'm better with a bolt-action deer rifle. You give me a scope and a deer rifle, give me a hill, I'm good to go. somebody out here is going to get some kind of an automatic weapon. The only thing they're going to find out is they're going to run out of ammunition real soon. I mean, you know, what's the point? So everybody's got their own ideas on this stuff. But, you know, the bottom line is I never saw such a resurgence of people buying weapons and ammunition as when Obama got supposedly elected. Now, he wasn't even in office yet, but just the rumors of him going to office or the election results, he caused a stampede, and we saw it. You know, I mean, I don't know where you can find 380 ammo today. I mean, this stuff just dries up.
But isn't that a strong message to the New World Order that this country isn't going down without a fight?
Yeah, I think so, and I think it shocked them. I don't, and you haven't seen any mention of any gun control laws, even from Schumer and Boxer and Feinstein.
No, they've got them introduced, though, but they won't talk about them.
They won't talk about it. They don't want to say anything because they know it would cause a massive blowback. Now, remember what happened during the assault weapons ban. The Democrats lost Congress. Well, now this medical care deal that they've got going through right now could cause the same thing. I expect it will. I expect that these people are committing political
harm. But I don't think they're going to let a group of patriots come in next year. I think they're going to stage terror attacks before then.
Well, it could very well happen. They may not even worry about the next election.
All right, we're going to take a few final calls on the other side quickly. I've kind of hogged the time with Colonel Roberts. Always great having him on covering 1,000 different issues. We're going to take some of your calls in the final segment. Quick answers from Craig Roberts, riflewarrior.com, oursitesinfowars.com.
I have owned every light you can think of, and my pack light is the one I refuse to leave home without.
That's what Jerry from Oregon said.
Your flashlights are the best. We bought some 3 years ago, and all three pack lights have gone through 2 hurricanes each, and they just keep going on and on.
And that's what Albert in Florida said about the amazing pack light. Pack light's multicolored caps come equipped with 2 high-powered LED lights, snap on to any 9-volt battery, and will last over 1,200 hours. Listen to what Jerry from Michigan said.
After carrying a pack light in my pants pocket for 2 years, it was bound to happen. The pants and the light went through the wash together, and it still works.
The pack light has a 25-year warranty, starts at just $12.99, and is an excellent gift idea. Order yours today at 9voltlight.com or call toll-free 877-715-4448. Use coupon code RADIO and receive free shipping. Be prepared with a pack light. Remember, 9voltlight.com or call 877-715-4448. 877-715-4448.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul.
All right, I meant to go to more of your calls, but I've been out of control today talking to Colonel Craig Roberts. Big show tomorrow, by the way. Ron in Canada, you're on the air with Colonel Craig Roberts. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you?
Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
Well, Climate Gate. Don't worry about it. They've already started spinning it. I was looking at BBC's story. What people in America and Canada both have to understand is that the coups have already taken place. Especially in America, you have a republic, we don't. Okay? And if I'm not mistaken, your Constitution tells the American people straight out that when tyranny comes, that you have to go and change things. Now, I've talked to some other people on radio stations in the United States. I think Craig is from Oklahoma. I was listening to a senator from Oklahoma, and he said it very simply. There's very few of them and a lot of us. All we have to do is stand up, and they're forced to stand down. Now, the coup is taking place from the top all the way down to your local municipal governments. Go get those first. Get your people. Get a hold of those local governments. The other option is to take a 500,000 people or however many people you think is necessary. And I don't know why the American people haven't done it yet. Most of this stuff is just noise that's going on. It is your duty to go back and take back your government.
All right. Listen, I appreciate your call. And this is a good final point to make here before we maybe jam in one or two more. And I apologize to the callers. If we tried to march on Washington, they would detonate truck bombs or something and say we did it. Okay? This is a very sophisticated game we're up against here. Sure, the Declaration of Independence says we could all lock and load this government's criminal and start cleaning them out. But then innocent people would get killed. The media would hype that up. This is a 21st century battle. We have got to continue to educate people. It's all not just a bunch of noise. You're right. There's been a coup. We now have the secret UN documents, how they covertly took over your local towns and cities, and it's UN curriculum brainwashing your kids right now. This article, Bombshell UN Documents Outlaw Plan, outline plan to use climate gate crooks in run around national sovereignty. I mean, we have the proof, but Craig Roberts' final comments on what he just said.
Well, he's right. You know, you have to organize at the lowest level and you have to get control, but you have to educate your own local politicians that they're the bosses, not those guys in Washington. Washington is the little government. We're the big government.
What would happen if we had a 500,000 person march on Washington?
About the same thing as the Tea Party. The media wouldn't report it, so therefore it didn't happen.
No, I think he was talking about a physical takeover.
Well, yeah, if you had 500,000 people with guns and leaders and stuff like that, head for Washington, you'd find a ghost town by the time you got there, and all the politicians would be, and bureaucrats would be someplace else. People think about that kind of stuff, but that's just not going to happen. You got a lot of people out there saying, well, I'd sure like to have something happen, but we need leadership. We need somebody to do it. We need, yada, yada, yada. The problem with that is, it just isn't going to happen. The way our society's built up today.
Look, the first person who really was real, if it's some provocateur, they let them call for it. But let's say, I'm the real deal, you're the real deal. If we started saying, let's have an armed march next month on Washington, they'd arrest our butts so fast the SWAT teams would say we tried to do something and kill us deader than a hammer.
Well, I'm sure there's something in the Patriot Act or something that prohibits even talking like that. You know, anytime anybody, we've lost the First Amendment. We've lost a lot of the Second Amendment. The Tenth Amendment's being ignored. The Fifth Amendment is kind of pushed off to one side. And we've got politicians in Washington right now who never read the whole Constitution.
And D.C. is like a auction block. The globalists are corporate. We got places like Cheyenne Mountain and places in Colorado Springs that really run the country. That's just a bunch of political whores. Washington, we have to take the minds and hearts back. RifleWarrior.com, Colonel Craig Roberts, thank you so much for spending time with us. We're going to talk to you again first of the year.
Will do it, Alex.
Thank you so much. Great job, crew. Great job to all the callers. Everybody else, retransmission starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.